In this episode, I want to talk about maximizing your intensity. Now, if you've been listening to the Daily Swole podcast, if you don't know what that is, make sure you subscribe to the Daily Swole. That's a daily podcast that covers a lot of these topics in more detail because we have live Q&A during the show and so forth. Most of you are probably already subscribed to that too. But I want to talk a little bit more about intensity, maximizing your intensity. Now, Brenda, a member of the Swole fam, asked this question the other day about training intensity and volume and frequency. So how do you adjust volume for frequency? And personally, my approach to training now, I like to train body parts more frequently with less volume in each workout, which either matches or exceeds the total volume in a given week or a given cycle, but allows me to increase the intensity. As you get up in years, more specifically as your body gets exposed to more load and more training, you don't want to train one body part and crush it with 20 sets once a week. If you're a natural lifter, it's important to provide a stimuli, but allow yourself proper recovery. Now, the reason why people take anabolic steroids is for multiple reasons, but when you take steroids, it also allows you to recover quicker between subsequent workouts. You can train harder, recover faster, and get more intense training and more volume in a given time period, so you make more gains quicker. And obviously, you can exceed your natural genetic potential. That being said, it's important to understand that you can still build muscle, of course, and max out your genetic potential. A lot of people get on steroids before they even come close to maximizing their genetic potential. And since most of you listening are not currently on anabolics, or you're not planning on it, or you're not planning on doing TRT, you're not planning on pushing yourself past that natural genetic potential, I encourage you to focus on less working sets to challenge yourself to increase the intensity. A lot of people do what's called junk volume. They're doing a lot of sets, but they're not really pushing themselves to failure. So they end up doing a lot of workload without still creating, they might get a good pump, but they're not creating the proper stimulus to actually maximize muscle growth. You want to improve your strength. You want to improve muscle size. So it's important to have volume, but it's important to actually push yourself and give yourself that stimuli, give your body that input that's going to require the muscles, the tendons, ligaments to adjust and to adapt and to build in density, to build in size, right? So if you're doing a lot of sets, but you're doing them submaximally, meaning that you still have a few reps left in the tank, you're not really pushing yourself to failure, you're doing more junk volume. You're doing a lot of sets, but you're not really creating that threshold. You're not passing that threshold. When it starts burning, that's when you really start pushing. That's when you really start counting. That's when you really start getting into that dark area of your mind where everything is telling you, stop, stop, it hurts, it burns, but you push through that good burn, that good pain. So I challenge you to know if you're really getting the proper intensity. Force yourself to do your training session with less sets. If you're normally doing three exercises, four sets each, do three exercises, warm up properly, do a couple warm up sets for each exercise to make sure that you're ready to do X amount of weight. You know, sometimes from day to day, you might feel better with certain movements than others. And you do two sets. So instead of doing 12 total sets, you're doing six. So you warm up one or two sets. Let's say your first exercise is a bench press or a chest press or a leg squats or whatever it is. But you're working sets. You're pushing yourself to that maximum capacity, to your limit, 6, 8, 12, 15, 20 reps, whatever it is. But you're pushing yourself to that limit as close as you can with a spotter and safely, of course. So by forcing yourself into this corner, so to speak, because you're only giving yourself two sets, with that exercise, you got to maximize as much as possible. And then after you learn really what intensity is, after you learn really what it means to push yourself to failure, then over time, slowly, you can increase the volume as per required for your needs, for your recovery, and find that area that works best for you. Everyone's going to be a little bit different with your experience, your goals, your nutrition, your recovery, etc. But if you limit your volume, you're going to see what you're really made of, and it's going to force you to maximize that volume. You might find that you are so much more sore and you create so much more damage, like, holy shit, that was an amazing fucking workout, and guess what, you did it with half the volume that you normally have been doing. So then you ask yourself the question, what the fuck have I been doing for those 12 sets when I got a better workout in six. And then it opens your eyes to, you're doing less volume, more intensity, but then you'll recover faster because of that decreased amount of volume. You might have increased the intensity, but you're going to be able to recover more between your subsequent workouts, which might allow you to get either the same or more volume over the course of your 7 or 9 day cycle, whatever it is, while allowing yourself more ample recovery between, because you're not doing as much volume, but you're getting more gains because you increase the intensity for the volume that you're doing. So think about that. Are you actually maximizing the volume that you are doing, or are you doing junk volume?